very, very good Tuesday afternoon to you folks. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, broadcasting through basically three different methods. See, it's 2021, and that means we have lots of technology available in the beloved radio business. Now, if you're within 10 to 15 miles of downtown Marion, Ohio, well, you're living in a great part of the state, great part of the world, but not only that, you have the pleasure of being able to listen to us the old-fashioned way, 107.1 frequency modulation megahertz on your FM dial in your automobile, your car, truck, motorcycle, bicycle, at your house, your office, wherever you have a FM radio, tune it in to 107.1, again, within the 10 to 15 mile radius of downtown Marion, Ohio, and you can listen to me and all of the other fine and not so fine programming that we have at this station. The second method is if you have internet on your phone, which might be a smartphone or a not so smartphone, or your tablet or your computer, that's great too. Just go to our website, WWGH1071.com, click on the Listen Now button, and you can listen, of course, hopefully with the volume turned as high as possible, and hear all the fine and not so fine programming at this station. On a smartphone, we also suggest that you acquire the TuneIn app, an app that lets you tune in. Just search for TuneIn. Search for WWGH. Click the heart to make it one of your favorite stations and listen online. And last but not least, if you're a Facebook person, you can go to my Facebook page. If you're not already acquainted with me on Facebook, it's under Adam the Computer Guy. Search for me. Request my friendship if you wish, and you know, I might allow you to have that friendship. But if not, that's okay too. Click on that Adam Lepp is now live, and you can watch me do the show right here from our studio on South Prospect in Marion. So three ways at least that I can think of that let you listen to this program, and we encourage you to do just that. Go ahead and just cancel your plans until 3 p.m. Eastern, because this is radio well worth listening to. If you're familiar with me, you will know that it's basically not possible for me to talk more than about 90 seconds without sticking in a wisecrack, sarcastic comment, or other type of humor. And that just makes it more fun, because laughter is the best medicine. And as I say, anybody should be a target of good-natured humor, especially during the tough times that we have. And I'm not afraid to make myself the butt of as many jokes as possible. I think it's more fun that way, and I think life is better, to put it mildly. Again, kind of a crazy time out right now, and by not taking anything, including ourselves, too seriously, I believe that we can weather the storm. And speaking of storms, it seems like we're going backwards in weather. I could have sworn it was 80 degrees like a month ago, and now we have a frost warning. Our resident weather expert, Mr. Zach F., has informed us that if you do have tender vegetation outside to cover it up or make sure that it's sheltered from the cold, because we very well might see some low temperatures in the 30s this week. Not too bad for the middle of May, when again, it could have sworn a month ago when it was supposed to be cooler, because it was earlier in the spring, we had temperatures of 80 and above in parts of our listening area. So, you know, if you want the same weather every day, move to Honolulu or somewhere else without the weather variety. Because in Ohio, the fun thing is that if you don't like the weather, just stick around, because it'll change. And that's how we roll here in the great Buckeye State. That's one of the attractions of living in this area. I am taking your telephone call, so feel free to give me a ring. The number is 740-383-9944. And that's 740-383-WWGH. And you might say, well, why would I want to call the Adam Lepp Radio Extravaganza? Well, many reasons. You can call and say, hi, how you doing? I like your show. I don't like your show. You're crazy. You're fun. You're cute. You're not. That's fine. Or a combination of the above. One thing I also encourage folks to do is play Stump the DJ. Prior to being a talk show person, I was a radio disc jockey. It was many years ago, between 1981 and 1987, when I felt that music was excellent. I don't like a lot of current music, as you probably know. So I claim to be a walking encyclopedia of all music from 1973 until 1987, whether it R&B, country pop, Kenny Rogers, early Olivia Newton-John, etc., the hard rock, the soft rock, the disco, the bubblegum pop that was big in that period. I pretty much claim to know it all, including chart positions, albums, band members, what instruments people play. So feel free to ask a music trivia question, sing a bar or two of a song from that period, see if I can guess it or tell you more about it. Let's see if I really am the wise guy of 70s to late 80s music that I claim to be. Again, 740-383-9944. That is the telephone number. We can also talk current events. You want to talk about masks and vaccines, about the current presidential administration, possible presidents for 2024, possible governors for Ohio in 2022. You want to talk about Mr. Landon. Do you want to talk about former Judge Warner and his wife? That's fine. You want to talk about the new parking situation in downtown Marion? I'm kind of have a mixed opinion about it. Do you want to maybe give a recommendation for a restaurant or other socializing establishment that you've enjoyed or maybe not enjoyed? Love to hear from you. You know, in springtime, people get out more, do stuff with the family, and people often don't realize how many opportunities there are to do that in Marion and all over the great Buckeye State. Scott was talking about his visit to Amish country over the weekend, and I've been to Amish country. It is unique, very friendly, economical. I mean, you can just drive around and pay for nothing else other than gas. But we do encourage you to visit the restaurants and gift shops in the area. It is quite unique, and it really is a cultural experience that every Ohioan should have a chance, an opportunity to patronize. But what other parts of the state do you enjoy? Do you like to visit the old prison in Mansfield where they filmed the great movie The Shawshank Redemption, the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame, the various baseball teams and football teams in the Buckeye State? You might have heard that the Columbus Crew, which may change its name to the Columbus Soccer Club, has a new logo. And if you're like everybody that I've seen post on social media, including myself, this new logo is stupid. I'm trying to think of a word that's okay on a family station, but the logo is one of the dumbest and ugliest things I've ever seen in my life for a sports team. I didn't like the change from the original logo, which I called the Village People logo because it looked a little bit like the Village People. That's what people were calling it. I like that logo a lot. The middle one, the yellow, I don't mind it, but I don't really like it. But this new logo with that weird shape, it is just horrendous. I don't know who thought of it, but if that person is in the advertising and logoing business, he or she should find a new line of work. And it's really kind of embarrassing. I don't think that they're actually going to use it because there's been so much negative feedback. But we'll find out. Logos are such a big thing in images in the sports business. And it just doesn't speak well for the state. When we had a logo that I liked, one that I could tolerate, and we have teams like the Reds that have made some modifications in their logo, but essentially it looks the same as it did 100 years ago. So maybe we should take that as a suggestion. But yes, feel free to call. The sports, the arts in Ohio, very underrated. People who live here know that it's great. But if you don't live here, if you're new to the area, you may get a very happy surprise when you find out that the art scene, the sports scene, the cultural scene in Marion and all over Ohio is pretty good. And I think it's heading in the right direction. But the image of a sports team, their logo, is so important. So I do invite calls, and maybe you like the new logo for the Columbus soccer team or the Columbus Soccer Club or the Columbus Crew. That's fine. I'd love to hear from you, because that is so important in the image of a team, and I think it also relates to their success. And the Blue Jackets, of course, they have also done some fine-tuning with their logo, and I think it's actually been in the right direction because people really didn't like that mascot, Stinger. I never liked him, and he's kind of faded out. He's kind of been phased out. So that, I think, was a good decision. But again, every team has its own mindset. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, inviting you to call me again. Current events, sports, talking about sports logos, some of the controversial political issues here in Marion, the two big ones being Mr. Landon and, again, Mr. Warner and Mrs. Warner. Other sports-related items, the Cincinnati Reds, good start, then didn't do too well after that. Mr. Miley pitched a no-hitter, one of, I believe, four no-hitters already in the 2021 season, so if you want to talk about that, Joey Votto out for a few weeks with a, I believe, injury to his hand, so we can discuss that if you like. You know, before you know it, football season will be here. How do you think OSU will do? The Bengals, the Steelers, the Browns, the Colts, all the teams that are in the surrounding area. And of course, if you want to talk about masks and vaccines and quarantines, that certainly is a good controversial topic, and you might find that you agree with me, you don't agree with me, or you may have some questions about my own opinion from a scientific or political standpoint, or why I feel like I do. Those are always more than welcome on this radio station. And again, if you have a computer question, since I am also known as Adam the Computer Guy, you are welcome to ask me why your printer is not printing, your monitor is only monitoring your headaches, your server is serving you absolutely nothing other than gibberish, and your modem is putting you in a bad mood. That's not really a very good pun, but it's the best that I could think of. Or maybe you have some opinions about Windows 10, about the new versions of the Macintosh operating system, questions about your website, search engine optimization, how to get a wireless network or a wired network to function better, issues with malware, so many things we can cover. Those questions are also welcome, or again, feel free to provide your opinion, as I'd love to hear perspectives of other people that use technology seemingly 25 hours a day, just like I do. So all topics that we can go through here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio extravaganza on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. By the way, the lovely Linda Sims takes the microphone between about 13 minutes after 4 Eastern Time and 5 today and every Tuesday with the Linda Sims radio program. She is with you on Monday and Tuesday, again, between about 4:15 and 5. With guests, your telephone calls, and lots of great opinions, expertise, and insight. We're lucky to have Linda at this station, as she is a, let's go ahead and put that on hold while I get the telephone. How about that? Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
I didn't know if you were live or not. But
oh, yes. Can you believe today I'm live in the studio on a Facebook video, nonetheless?
Oh, okay. I've got another computer question. I never did anything with my pad, you know. I got the air and I cleaned it, but I never went further. But I have a desperate question today because I got a meeting this afternoon at 3. How do I make my Zoom picture not be purple?
That's an interesting question. I didn't know. I've never actually seen that problem before. So your Zoom picture is purple. Is this a new problem, or has it always been purple?
Well, it was fine up to about 2 meetings ago, and then about a meeting ago, I noticed that I was all purple. And then last week, I had a purple meeting, and it looks awful, and I'm just not sure. I've went online, but they're all Apple. I think they're Apple suggestions, and I have a Lenovo, so I'm not sure how to do that.
Is this a laptop or a desktop or a tablet?
Laptop.
Okay. Of course, I'll make the obligatory joke first. Maybe it's a Prince fan. Maybe it's a Prince fan, I was thinking. Purple.
It's a what?
Prince, you know, Prince, the Prince. Prince, the musician.
Oh, Prince!
No,
I look like Goofy Grape.
Purple Zoom, Purple Zoom.
I look like Goofy Grape.
Okay, yeah, that was my obligatory joke. Not, as you know, I don't take anything, including myself, too seriously.
Well, neither do I.
I always couple stuff with humor. So, have you restarted the laptop since it did this?
No, I haven't. Do you think that might do it?
The first thing that we think of is computers kind of need a slap on the rear end. A better way to say it. And sometimes they get bogged down with stuff that's in cache, running programs, things that are confusing it and not allowing it to run efficiently. So if you've not restarted the laptop, I would suggest doing that. You might also want to go through and remove any programs that are not in use. But I tell you, if you've not restarted the laptop since this happened, there is a very good chance. Very good chance. In fact, the chance is probably better than, well, we'll think of an analogy later. But anyway, the chance is pretty good that if you restart the computer without anything currently running, that that purple is going to get better. Now, the laptop has a built-in webcam. Okay. And I would certainly try that, because I'm thinking that something may have happened where there's a process that's interfering or conflicting. Now, there could be a problem with the webcam itself. Can you take a photo with the webcam, and does the photo look okay? It just does it on Zoom?
Well, I don't know. All I know is, now what?
Well, you can use the built-in webcam on the laptop to take a regular photo, right?
I guess.
Okay. So what I would suggest, let's go ahead and restart the laptop, just to make sure that everything is good. And then, first go ahead and just take a regular picture with the laptop. Just pull up, you should be able to, there should be a little app that lets you take pictures with the webcam. So go ahead and pull that up, or go to like the photo app. It should give you a chance to capture a picture. Verify that you can take a picture of your face or whatever with the camera. And that will increase the chance that the Zoom will also work well. Then go ahead and try the Zoom. Zach has made a suggestion. You may want to check your Zoom setting. While using Zoom, you can accidentally set the screen to do these filters. Also check to make sure that there isn't anything covering the camera. So I would agree with that. If you have any like eyeglass cloths or just a microfiber, clean the webcam.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, even a tissue, you have like a Kleenex, right? Even that's okay. Even toilet paper. I mean, if you have any toilet paper because of the toilet paper shortages, but
I didn't know what you meant. But yes, I do. I have those cleaners. Yes.
That's fine. We'll just take like what you clean your glasses with. Just wipe the webcam to make sure it's clean, because you know it can get gunk on it. You could be, you know, and also the Zoom settings, you can make a filter that would accidentally make it purple. In that case, that's actually a pretty simple thing to fix, but it's kind of hard to explain. But you would want to go through the Zoom and make sure there are no filters, that you're seeing the clean original picture. But it's also possible that it's set to be temporary, or maybe the filter accidentally got set. So go ahead and restart it and see. If you've not set that filter, even accidentally, it's unlikely to be there, but as Zach is saying, it might just find its way to affect the quality and the type of picture anyway. Because sometimes computers do that. They change settings out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And that really wouldn't surprise me.
Well, obviously it did work at one time, because my picture was just fine before this started. But I will do that, Adam. And if it betters itself, you certainly will be the first to know, because like I said, I got a meeting at 3.
Give me a call, let me know. You could always uninstall Zoom and then reinstall it, hoping that the preferences would go away. So if you need something kind of, as a quick emergency fix, just uninstall Zoom and then reinstall it. But let's try the restarting first. Because, I mean, if you've not put any filters in, they're not likely to be there. But, again, sometimes computers have a mind of their own, and things find their way on there, and you really have no idea why they did. And even I've had that problem.
Right.
So that's worthy of consideration also.
Well, I thank you and Zach both, and I'm going to go try it.
No problem. Well, let us know how it goes, and thanks for calling.
Thank you, Adam.
Have a good day. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place. See, we do something really cool on this show. We give free technical support. Hopefully I can help the lady with her Zoom issue. It seems like Zoom has overtaken the world, hasn't it? Well, it is a good program that I've used myself, and although it's not perfect, I would say the good outweighs the bad by at least a 10-to-1 ratio. Zach has also confirmed that reinstalling will reset any changes. Therefore, that is also likely to work. So I would think of those suggestions, at least one will probably be successful. And that's how we roll here on The Talking Place. We provide advice, opinions, and always pepper it with a sense of humor. Because again, maybe the computer is a Prince fan. Maybe the computer thinks it's 1999, and that's why the picture was in purple. We shall see. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 2:35 p.m. As I was mentioning, Linda Sims follows my program. She is a broadcasting mainstay here in the Marion area. Don't want to miss that program today and Monday. If you do miss any radio program on this station, mine, Linda's, Scott's, Glenn's, whomever, that's okay. We won't spank you this time. Maybe next time. Go to our website, WWGH1071.com. Go to the show archives section, and you can listen on demand. Something that is good to do in the car, at the house, or like I like to do, at the gym, while you are working out. We do have a possible frost later in the week, but I'm sure by next week, temperatures back in the 80s, or maybe they'll be down to the 20s. Who knows? We do enjoy the variety. That certainly makes for fun times here in the great Midwestern part of the United States. We do have a new program for your listening pleasure, an edutainment program of sorts. Pastor Craig Heilman with Study His Word Radio, Sunday between about 10 after 11 a.m. and noon. And the previous programs, which have gone very well, are available on our website at WWGH1071.com. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank has 2021 giveaway dates announced. The next date is May 29th. And that's a pretty good date because it's 3 days before my birthday. Anyway, serves up to 200 families. First come, first serve. A mixture of meat and fresh produce. Canned and boxed items, breads and dessert. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. The Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank food giveaway date, May 29th. A good variety of nutritious and delicious food available to those in need. And we do encourage you to avail yourself of these opportunities if needed. Many great resources here in the great city of Marion, Ohio. The Marion County Park District, another great opportunity to enjoy nature and see the natural beauty and splendor of the Mid-Ohio area. On May 15th, next Saturday, there is the morning bird watching session. Make the coffee because it's well worth your time. This Saturday, the 15th, a morning bird watching event at Myers Woods, 8 a.m. You must register for the programs. You can direct message the Marion Tallgrass Trail or Marion, Ohio County Park District Facebook page. Or you can call 740-223-4361. Again, 740-223-4361. Spots are limited to 9 people per program. Also, on May 27th, which is in a Thursday, in 2 weeks and 2 days, James Anderson, a very good friend of the radio station, the official WWGH Radio Naturalist, will join Glenn Coble on the radio right here from this chair between 10:13 a.m. and noon. Again, it's always on the last Thursday of the month, and that'll be May 27th, right here with Glenn. James Anderson, our official naturalist in Marion, between 10:13 a.m. and noon. Don't want to miss that. And normally he brings a member of the animal kingdom who is not a Homo sapiens. I believe a salamander last time. I might be mistaken, but he might bring a frog, a toad, or some other creature. And these are always friendly creatures that we want to learn more about and respect their natural habitats. So you do want to listen to that. It's every last Thursday of the month. And just like any of the programs on this station, if you happen to miss it, just go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and you can listen on demand. Adam here, hoping you're enjoying your Thursday afternoon. Well, it's actually Tuesday afternoon, so hopefully you enjoyed your last Thursday and this Thursday, but enjoying today because this is Tuesday, about 40 minutes after the hour of 2. Another topic we can discuss, are you an investor? Do you invest in Bitcoin or the other kinds of crypto digital currency? They've kind of been going crazy of late. Have you made money? Have you lost money? Do you have friends who've made or lost money? What do you think is the trend? That would be an interesting topic also. Again, Stump the DJ, ask me about music from 73 to 87. Ask a computer question like the lady did a few minutes ago. Talk about politics, sports, current events, issues in and around Marion, Ohio, about the Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Indians, other regional sports teams, or again, if you want to talk about masks, quarantine, and vaccines, well, that is wonderful, too. We accept any and all conversation here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, again, broadcasting live on Facebook through my Facebook page. If you're not already acquainted with me, it's under Adam the Computer Guy. 740-383-9944. That's the phone number. It is fishing season. It's spring, and the fish are a-biting. Not Biden, that's the president. The fish are biting. Anyway, a Florida fisherman. His efforts came to an abrupt halt when he almost became the catch of the day. Well, that would be kind of unfortunate, wouldn't it? Footage posted on YouTube shows Tommy Lee, who's 22 years old, fishing for tarpon in the Everglades in Florida last Saturday when an alligator emerges from the water. And he wasn't very happy about that. And he fell while he was fleeing from the alligator. Fortunately, the alligator held back and, after a tense standoff, returned to the water. But he called it a day. He said, "I am out of here." He estimated the gator was about twice as tall as he was, 11 feet long. I tell you, folks, I would be scared to death. I would be amused and amazed and intrigued and impressed, but I would be a scaredy cat, to put it mildly. Now, it is mating season in Florida, which means that alligators are more active and encounters can become more frequent. Experts say they could be present anywhere there's water. Gatorland's Savannah Bone said, "First of all, you need to watch every body of water, even your bathtub, your swimming pool, your backyard pond, your mud puddles that your kids play in. Anywhere an alligator can be found right now, because alligators are on the run, especially the smaller ones that are easier to hide. The big bull alligators are pushing all the little ones because they want all the ladies to themselves." You know, alligators are a bit like people, aren't they? Sometimes that means a quick end to a fishing trip. Other times, it may lead to some interesting photographic opportunities. So, you know, alligators, many times, they're not really interested in having you for dinner, but they are intimidating nonetheless, and like all forms of wildlife, they should be respected. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH, 107.1 on your FM dial, and broadcasting online by the power and magic of the internet at WWGH 107.1. Let's go to Romania at Dracula's Castle in Transylvania. Romanian doctors are offering a jab in the arm rather than a stake through the heart. A COVID-19 vaccination center has been set up on the periphery of Romania's Bran Castle, which is supposed to be the inspiration behind Dracula's home in Bram Stoker's 19th century Gothic novel, Dracula. Every weekend through May, vaccination marathons will be held just outside the storied 14th century hilltop castle, where no appointment is needed, in an attempt to encourage people to protect themselves against COVID-19. Alexandru Prisu, the marketing manager at Brand Castle, told the Associated Press, "We wanted to show people a different way to get the vaccine needle. Those brave enough to get a Pfizer vaccine shot should receive a vaccination diploma, which is aptly illustrated with a fanged medical worker brandishing a syringe. Besides the diploma, people benefit with free entry to the castle's torture rooms, which have 52 medieval torture instruments. The campaign runs alongside a series of governmental incentives as it pushes to speed up the inoculation campaign for the European Union nation of more than 19 million people. The Romanian government is hoping to vaccinate 5 million people by June 1st to herald a return to normality. All vaccination centers in the country as of last Saturday became appointment free after 2 p.m. and round-the-clock vaccination marathon events have been launched in several cities throughout Romania. Since the pandemic started, Romania has recorded more than 1 million COVID-19 infections and over 29 million people have passed away. So an interesting effort in Romania, and I think it's a good incentive on their end. Try to, again, not to discount the severity of the situation, but to try to make this effort one that will provide some measure of humor and historical significance to those who are participating. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, broadcasting again at 107.1 on your FM dial and online through the magic and power of the internet at WWGH1071.com. Zach asked me a question, basically not related to this show, and Zach, I will answer your question when I finish the program, because, you know, I'm a little too old to type an answer to a question and do a Facebook video and find show content at the same time. Now, I've tried a couple times, but I'm going to go ahead and be a little bit of a sloth and answer Zach's question at 3 p.m. I guess it's more fun that way. Current time, about 12 minutes before the hour of 3, here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM. Taking your telephone calls at 740-383-9944. We went to Romania. Now let's go to Japan. It sounds fishy, but a Japanese town has decided the best way to spend its coronavirus relief funds is on a giant squid statue. Noto, which is located on the west coast of Honshu in Japan, is known for squid fishing. And as a aficionado of eating squid, of calamari, I am certainly finding myself interested in this story. So town leaders decided a huge statue of the tasty animal could cook up interest from tourists. But Squid Station was not cheap. It is 13 feet high, 29 feet long, and it cost $200,000. Some locals think the funds should have been used for actual coronavirus relief. One unnamed resident said the money should have been spent on medical staff or long-term care facilities, which urgently require support because of the pandemic. That's according to the South China Morning Post. Japan has recorded over 10,000 COVID-19-related deaths and 617,000 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. So again, creative things to do in the wake of this current situation, incentives to vaccinate, and a gigantic squid statue. Certainly, again, even in a serious, unfortunate situation, I always believe that injecting humor is a very good thing to do. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. We get together every Monday between 10:15 and 11 in the morning, and Tuesday and Thursday afternoon between 2:15 and 3 in the p.m. If you do miss a program, be sure to go to our website, which is curated, hosted, and produced by yours truly, WWGH1071.com. And last but not least, just like Melania and Hillary, we have a private email server. But unlike Hillary, we read every single message. We don't delete them unless they're junk. And, of course, everybody gets a junk email from time to time. So feel free to send me an email, adam@WWGH1071.com. And said email server is programmed, curated, and monitored and produced by yours truly. So you know that it's going to be pretty good. We've taken a trip to Japan and to Romania. Let's go much, much closer. Let's go about 3 hours to our north, to Detroit, Michigan. Don't you love Detroit-style pizza? Well, a Detroit pizzeria owner is upset over people getting $150 tickets for unwittingly parking in a handicapped zone. He got a bucket of blue paint and marked the street himself. Tony Sacco is the co-owner of Moots Pizzeria and Bar. He said people come to Detroit, try to support the city, and walk away with a $150 ticket, and they feel like they were tricked into it, and they were kind of tricked into it. The last straw. A woman and her children getting ice cream found a ticket on their car across the street from the pizzeria. He told a local TV station, "I was talking to my buddy sitting with me, and I said, we're going to go buy some blue paint. There is a single sign along the Library Street curb indicating that parking is reserved for drivers with a handicap tag. But Sacco said it's confusing because parking enforcers consider the street space reserved for as many as 4 vehicles. He wants drivers to be warned. He said, I mentioned it to the people writing the tickets. People don't understand this is handicapped. And that's their problem. They should read the sign. And that was the attitude. Again, I am all for handicap parking and heavy fines for those who break the restriction. However, they shouldn't be tricked into parking in the wrong place. And I think what the guy is doing, which will help his business and help the city, is a good thing. I think everybody wins in this situation. Handicapped people get the preferred parking space they deserve, and people who are not handicapped know where they can and where they cannot park. The TV coverage and the blue paint got the city's attention. Public Works Director Ron Brundage apologized for any confusion and acknowledged that, quote, the signage could have been more clear. He said sign changes are planned and the paint will be removed. City Traffic Engineer Prasad Nadapaneni met Mr. Sacco on the street. He said, I did the right thing, and I'm not sure of that part, said the city engineer, Prasad Nadapaneni. So again, I think a pizzeria owner taking things into his own hands because of a lack of clarity on behalf of the great city of Detroit, everybody wins. And I think also his business will be increasing. And as an advocate of small business, that is very cool with me. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls about anything and everything, current events, politics, current things going on in Marion, Ohio, and all over the world, music, sports, the weather, you name it, I'll be happy to speak with you about it. Phone number again is 740-383-9944. I want to remind you that every weekday morning between approximately 13 minutes after 8 and 10, it is the Scott Spears radio program. I call Scott the interviewer to the stars because his guests oftentimes include nationally and internationally known celebrities, people from entertainment, musicians, politicians. Effie Bailey was on recently. You name it. If this person is anybody or is of any kind of notoriety, Scott Spears has spoken with him or her on the air. And again, if you do miss a program, that's okay. We won't spank you this time. Go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and you can listen on demand. Let's go to Ireland. Ireland's president was speaking, but it was his dog that won the world's attention. Earlier this month, Michael D. Higgins, the president of Ireland, delivered a heartfelt tribute to Irish actor Tom Hickey, who recently passed away at the age of either 76 or 77. At first, most people only saw the comments made to Irish broadcaster RTE from the waist up. Then, one of Michael Higgins's, again, the president of Ireland, one of his two Burmese mountain dogs, Miss Neach, made a blink and you'll miss it appearance in the video, leaving viewers to wonder what the president was doing with his right hand and why his jacket occasionally popped open. He later shared the full video on TikTok, and as you might guess, it became viral. More than 250,000 people viewed it in less than a day. So, you know, politicians doing some sort of crazy things, and you kind of wonder what it is that they're up to, but then you realize it's just a cute little thing going on with his Bernese mountain dog, and all is well. And not surprisingly, thousands and thousands of people view that video. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, thanking you for listening. We do broadcast this program Monday between about 10:13 a.m. and 11, and Tuesday and Thursday between 2:13 and 3 in the p.m. Giant California condors are real, but not at Cinda Mickles' home. About 15 to 20 of the endangered birds, and California condors are enormous, they have recently taken a liking to the house in the city of Tehachapi and made quite a mess. Her daughter, who lives in San Francisco, began posting photos of the guests on Twitter, and they were getting a little bit out of hand. The California condors have trashed the deck, ruining a spa cover, decorative flags, and lawn ornaments. Plants have been knocked over, railings scratched, and there is waste, so to speak, everywhere. She said she's definitely frustrated, but also is in awe of this and knows what an unusual experience it is. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which runs a program to save the California condors from extinction, responded on Twitter. They said that the house is in historic condor habitat and suggested that she try harmless steps like shouting and clapping or spraying water. Back in the 1980s, the California condors almost vanished before the few remaining birds were captured and placed in zoos for captive breeding. A few hundred of the California condors are now in the wild. So just amazing what wildlife can do. Gigantic birds. We've talked about hummingbirds, and people have posted on Facebook that they have seen hummingbirds in and around their domicile, or maybe while they're walking through town. And on the other end of the spectrum are the gigantic California condors. I guess everything is bigger in California and also bigger in Texas. This station is also big on providing great talk 24 hours a day, be it Scott Spears, be it myself, be it Linda, be it Glenn Coble, Nate Redmond. We have great stuff for you 24/7. Adam Lepp, thanking you for joining me on this radio extravaganza. Again, be sure to visit our website, bookmark it, make it a favorite, WWGH1071.com. We do have weather by our weatherman, Zach Fuller, at the top of the hour with the hourly features. Again, send me an email if you wish, Adam at WWGH1071.com.